The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal basketball is on the air.
Power inside, Eddie kick it out to a streaking Stempion along the baseline.
Great play by Jordan Eddie. Great job by Luke Stempion to finish it off.
Yeah, White forces up a shot off the heel. Rebound Gillette. High off the glass and good on the putback.
Nice hustle there by Gillette.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club. Benedict Steakhouse and Grill. Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Branch County Abstract and Title. Hewley's Jewelry. Drew's Place of Coldwater. Haylett Auto and RV. Kellogg Community College. McDonald's of Branch County. Meyer. Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha. OmniSource. Pines Behavioral Health. Rainbow Motor Sales. Union Pallet and Container. Warner Oil Company. And Willow's Bar and Grill.
Brady Duke finding Grant Maurer for three.
He hits it. Grant Maurer with a huge three.
Cardinals win 58-56 in OT.
And warm greetings from Harper Creek High School here on the southeast side of Battle Creek. Coldwater Cardinal boys basketball on the air tonight. It's a smackies battle between the Coldwater Cardinals and the Harper Creek Beavers. Sean Watson, Mike Side, my broadcast partner tonight, Quinn Berry, will be joining me shortly as the JV boys basketball game just ended on a game-winning bucket by Nathan Waterbury with just under 4 seconds left to play, lifting the Cardinal JVs to a 40-38 contest over the Harper Creek JVs. Earlier tonight, John Pesco's Cardinal freshman beat Harper Creek 34-27. We'll go over those scores in detail as the pregame show rolls on. We'll also try and get you updates from the girls' games that are going on back in Coldwater between the Lady Cardinals and the Lady Beavers. Set up the Harper Creek Beavers first off. They come into tonight's game with a 2-0 overall record. They open up Smackey's play with a pretty convincing 73-44 victory over the Marshall Redhawks. In that game, Colton Swims had game-high 20 points. James Cadena, 4 rebounds short of having a triple-double. He finished the night, 18 points, 6 rebounds, and 10 assists. Jack Thompson, 7 rebounds to lead the team in that statistic. Also had 10 points. Taking a look at the Beavers' season stats through the two games, that included a 68-54 win at Covert. Colton Swims averaging 16 points per game. James Cadena with 14.5, and Jack Thompson with 14 points a game. Thompson, your leading rebounder at 7. Mickey Berea and Zach Testolin, each with 5 points apiece. Testolin, unfortunately, will not be playing tonight with a sprained ankle. It's a very fast lineup for veteran head coach Matt Bowling of the Harper Creek Beavers. Meanwhile, the Coldwater Cardinals open up Smack East play last Friday. In fact, they opened up their season with a tough 62-56 loss up at Lakeview. On the other side of Battle Creek, a McDonald's player of the game from last Friday night, Logan Taggart with a double-double, 19 points and 10 rebounds. Grant Maurer with 12 points. Luke Stempion with 11. Brian Hadley, 2 points, but 7 big rebounds in the effort for the Cardinals. Earlier tonight, I had a chance to check in with the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, Brian Kelly. Our coach's pregame interview is brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Recycling your cardboard with Union Pallet and Container can deliver real value to your business and the environment. Recycling 1 ton of cardboard saves more than 17 trees and eliminates landfill waste. To learn how you can help save the environment by recycling your company's cardboard, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888. Opening night of your season, 6-point loss up at Lakeview. What's the biggest thing you take away out of your first game of the season?
I'd say it's just the effort the kids played with. That first game coming out, you never know what to really expect. You're hoping that, they come out and they play with some heart and play with some intensity, and I thought we did that very well.
In the 3 years that you've been coaching, I would argue that last Friday's game, that particular opener may be the best opener that I've seen the Coldwater Cardinals play in those 3 years.
Well, I tend to agree. We're starting to get to the point where we're starting to get kids to, have bought into our system, bought into what we've tried to do for the last 2 or 3 years, And those kids are starting to become, you know, our juniors, our seniors, and, you know, it's starting to look good, and I like what I see so far. I like it from the varsity and all the way down through our underclassmen and even in our middle school. So we just got to continue to build on that and not just say, okay, that was one game, you know. We got 20 more of these at least left, so, you know, we just got to keep building on the good output that we had at Lakeview.
Of course, you said that one of the things that was a little bit troubling was the fast start that Lakeview got to both the beginning of the first half and the beginning of the second half. So the Cardinals were having to play catch-up almost the entire night, but they almost caught up the Spartans.
Yeah, you know, it's, again, the very beginning of the game, I'm not sure what we could have done better. We just missed a lot of easy shots within 3-4 feet of the basket, which we made later in the game. The third quarter, we just, again, we, you know, had a couple turnovers here and against that good a team that, you know, you have a couple, two or three turnovers, couple, two or three different missed shots, and instantly you give up 10, 11 points, which is exactly what we did to start that third. But again, the, you know, the credit goes to the kids. They never stop playing. They never quit. And, you know, if we can fight like that all season, I'll take our chances any night of the week.
Among some of the highlights for the team on Friday night, the double-double that was posted by Logan Taggart, and I seem to remember it was either you or someone else, maybe Quinn, talking about all the work that he's put in to try and improve his basketball play.
Yeah, as soon as, you know, even before football season got done, he would, him and I got in the gym, and, you know, he worked on a lot of shooting. Finishing around the rim, just one-on-zero stuff where, you know, he worked on footwork and his hands and stuff like that. And, you know, once football season got done, he was one of the first kids in there working any of our five-on-five stuff or any of the open gyms and stuff. So, you know, he showed it Friday night. As I told him, it was a great start to the season for him as a junior. But, again, he's got to do the same thing every one of the other kids have to do. He has to keep building on that and maintain that. As I told him, I said he set a high standard for game one. We'll see what he can come back with for the rest of the season.
The other two players in double figures were a couple of your returning seniors, and Grant Maurer and Luke Stempien. Are you looking for those two to take on more increased leadership roles, or are you looking to that entire senior class to take some steps toward being leaders?
Well, I think we don't have any superstar athlete. We're going to have to do this by committee. You know, we have some very nice players, but again, you know, there's none that are stand out to the point where they're all state caliber basketball players. Each of them have their own role. They know what their strengths are. They know what their weaknesses are. And if we can play to that, you know, we could have a different score, leading scorer every night of the week. And, you know, we could end up easily having three, four, five guys in double figures every night of the week. And if that's the case, that's the case. You know, I have no problem with that. But we're going to have to be successful. We got to be able to play team basketball.
Tonight's opponent, the Harper Creek Beavers. Did you have a chance to send someone out to scout their win against Marshall on Friday night?
Well, we had somebody go watch them, yes. And, you know, they're just, if you like fast-paced, exciting basketball, especially at the high school level, you'll like tonight's game because that's exactly the way they play. They play an up-tempo game. They look to push the basketball. They're looking to score as many points. They put 73 on Marshall and could have easily had 85, 90 with as many shots as I saw them miss. Matt's got a great team there. They're built almost like we are, but you know, they're just very athletic, and we're going to have to play a solid defensive game to be able to stay with them.
You talked about the Beavers going up-tempo. Do you see that a little bit more this year than in, say, the past two or three years when they had a huge guy in the middle clogging up things?
Oh, yeah, they're totally different than what they were a year ago. You had Josh Bass that they'd run a half-court offense and basically look to pound the ball into Josh. They'd run transition or get out and run when Josh maybe wasn't on the floor as much. But this year's team, They have, you know, they've got kids that their post players this year will step out, shoot the threes. They run the floor well in transition. They'll look to score off the dribble. And, you know, they'll play a spread style of offense. And it'll be, we're going to have to, you know, button down the hatches and be able to play defense against them in a half-court set once we slow down the transition. And that's going to be a key factor, is we can't let them score consistently on fast breaks.
Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals. Should be an entertaining game. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you afterwards.
Okay, thank you.
We're back here live at Harbor Creek High School. Sean Watson now joined Mike's side by JV boys coach Quinn Berry. Congratulations on the nip and tuck victory that your boys had against Harper Creek. 40-38 was the final score in that game.
Yeah, it was nip and tuck the whole way. I think it was tied after the first quarter.
We
were up by a couple at halftime, and just went right down to the end. We got the last shot, luckily, and we made it. They had about 4 seconds. They missed, and we go home victorious. But kids had to work really hard to get that victory tonight, but they came through. Not one of our better ball games that we'll probably play all year, but we'll take that victory.
Nate Waterbury was your leading scorer with 13 points. He had 6 rebounds. Nick Akers, 6.6 rebounds. Brendan Spangler, 3 points. He led the way on the boards with 9 rebounds. And taking a look at these stats, it was, in fact, a 7-7 tie after one. Your boys outscored the Beaver JVs 9-7 in the second, 8-8 stalemate in the third, 16-16 stalemate in the fourth, so just about as even as you can get. Earlier tonight, the Coldwater freshmen beat Harper Creek 34-27 behind 13 points from Cameron Barnes. Eric Bach with 6 points and 8 rebounds. Jake Beckhusen, 4 points and 9 rebounds. Before we go to break, we've got some updates from the girls' action going on in Coldwater High School against the Lady Beavers. The freshman team won 42-31, so a victory for Coach Amy Van Zee and her Cardinal freshman. And this was just a couple minutes ago. Late in the third quarter, the JV girls are leading the JV Beavers 31-16. We'll go ahead and take this two-minute break and bring in the starting lineups and the opening tip for tonight's Varsity Boys Contest. It's the Coldwater Cardinals and the Harper Creek Beavers from here on the southeast side of Battle Creek. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Buy here, buy now, and pay less at Bobilia. Check out all the specials on the lot or at Bobilia.com. Bobilya.com. Talk to Jeff Dollard, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Bobilia, and now Sean Stoudard. You can also trust Bobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Bobilia will get you in and out quickly. Call service manager Kip Burkhart for an appointment at 278-5623. 278-5623. Plus, at Mobilia, buy 3 oil changes and get the 4th one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
Everyone loves the casual fine dining experience at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater. So it makes sense to book your company or family Christmas party at Benedict's. And it makes sense to do it now. Of course, you can always stop in for great daily dinner specials on choice Black Angus, seafood, and other fresh options. Plus, they have live music every Thursday and Friday. Make the holidays a little merrier at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill. West of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
Unwrap the holidays with unique gifts for the pet lovers on your list at Nottowa Gas Company. Delight dog and cat lovers with toys and treats, leashes and collars, even grain-free treats and pet food. For bird lovers, you'll find eco-friendly bird feeders and nest boxes made from recycled materials, bird bath heaters, and seed. If you're not sure what to give, Nottowa Gas offers gift certificates. Nottowa Gas, just south of Tekonsha on US 27 or on M66 in Nottowa, or shop online at nottowagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Here's the
starting lineup for today's game. Varsity boys basketball action between the Harper Creek Beavers and the Coldwater Cardinals for the host Beavers. 2-0 overall, 1-0 in the Smack East under head coach Matt Bowling. Three guards in the backcourt, James Cadena, 6'3", junior. Mickey Berea, a 5'11", senior. And Trevor Johnson, a 6-foot senior. Up front, Brandon Hudson, a 6'3", junior. And in the middle, Jack Thompson, a 6'3", junior. For the Coldwater Cardinals, 0-1, both overall in the Smack East under head coach Brian Kelly. Same starting five that he went with Friday up at Lakeview. In the backcourt, Grant Maurer, a 6-foot senior, and Luke Stempion, a 6'1", senior. Up front, Ryan Hadley, a 6'3", senior. Ryan Mock, a 6'3", senior. Logan Taggart, a 6'4", junior. Coldwater will move from right to left in the first half in the Road Reds with the white numerals and trim. Harper Creek in their home white with the silver numerals and blue trim will move from left to right. It will be Luke Stempion jumping at center circle against Brandon Hudson. Ball is in the air. It is hauled in the backcourt by Jack Thompson, and here we go.
Well, if the Cardinals can keep them in a half-court game, we'll be a lot better team.
Here's a nice give-and-go. A shot, one-handed push shot by Cadena from 15 right baseline, and the Beavers get on the scoreboard first. Nothing right away. Harper Creek is pressing. Ryan Hanley with the ball at center court. Here Ryan Mackey gets it across the timeline, immediately met by a double team. Maurer on the left wing needs help and induces the first foul of the game against the quarterback of the Beaver football team these past 2 years, Trevor Johnson.
Cardinals handled the press pretty easily there.
Ryan Mock will trigger to our immediate left. How do you like these courtside seats?
This is about as good as you can get right here. Didn't even have to pay for them.
Maurer swings the ball to Mock on the left wing. Inside it comes to Ryan Hanley trying to post up. Needs help, get it back outside to Mock. Cardinals will reset, 7:15 left in the first quarter, 2-0 Beavers. Grant Maurer up top, being followed closely by his defender, Mickey Berea. Push off, no call. Luke Stempion slips to the ball, manages to find Maurer on the left wing. Now right wing, it comes to Hadley. Mock on the right side. Back up top to Hadley, trying to dribble, drive off the screen, shoots from the elbow. Missed it short. Ball volleyballed around. Hudson hauls it in. Here come the Beavers.
Little steps there on 32.
Yeah, Trevor Johnson traveled right after he caught the ball 30 feet away. Found an opening, but forgot to put the ball down on the floor.
Beavers in a little man-to-man press right now.
6:42 left to play. Opening quarter from here at Harper Creek. The Beavers 2, the Cardinals nothing. Stempion passed the timeline to Hadley on the left wing. Trying to find Taggart inside, deflected and taken away by Thompson for the Beavers. Up top, Thompson swing the ball around. Berea trying to dribble, penetrate, a double team and a steal by Hadley.
Nice job there by Ryan Hadley. Good quick hand.
Maurer inside, the give and go to Hadley. He draws a foul. Should be going up for a pair. Looks like Cadena going to be whistled for the foul.
Hadley should be going to the line for a couple here.
Or Berea actually is going to be assessed the foul, his first. I thought I saw Cadena go over Ryan's back.
That's what I thought too. Must have been from the front.
As there is a triple team surrounding Hadley right baseline. First the two from Ryan Hadley and the prophecy from a surprisingly small student section here at the Harper Creek Gym came through. Hadley did indeed miss. It's still 2-0 Beavers. Now 2-1 with a split of the pair. 6:10 left to play in the first quarter. Cardinals throwing out some token pressure. Grant Maurer hawking at Cadena in the backcourt. Now Thompson able to break the press. Maurer picks him up to Berea, sideline right.
Cardinals out in a 2-3 zone right here. Give them a little bit of a different look. First time down and man-to-man. This time in zone.
So I'm talking with Coach Brian Kelly. Do you think he'll be switching defenses all night long this?
Yeah, I do. I would expect that to happen quite a bit. He wants to keep this score down. Any way he can confuse them offensively, he wants to do.
Oh, some slippage by Grant Maurer, but is he going to get whistled for the foul on the dribble drive?
Looks like
Ryan Mock is going to be assessed a foul.
Ryan had some foul troubles against Lakeview. We don't want that again tonight.
We don't want him earning the title foul magnet.
That's for sure.
A miss from the left corner for three. A short rebound. Putback doesn't go in for Hudson. Ball. It's an attempt at a save by Grant Maurer. It's off of his hands into the Coldwater bench. I would say last touch by one of the Beavers, so the Cardinals with a break. 5:15 left to play in the first quarter. They trail 2-1 early. Here's Grant Maurer off the pass, a dribble drive. He's double-teamed, looking for somebody open for three. It's short from the right corner for Mock. Here come the Beavers. Berea bounce pass to Cadena. Now up to the free throw line. Trevor Johnson scores. It's now 4-1.
Nice little elbow jump shot there by Trevor Johnson.
And right away, as Grant Maurer had the ball in the backcourt, as the Beavers are throwing out the man-to-man press, another Harper Creek foul.
Trevor Johnson going to pick up his second one here.
He's going to stay out there on the floor for the time being. No, he's not. Colton Swims, the team's leading scorer, will come off the bench and relieve him. He is a 6-foot junior.
Swims, a good three-point shooter.
Ryan Hadley with the ball up top. It comes to Logan Taggart. Bounce pass to Mock. Thought about launching a three. Now he'll launch from the right elbow. The ball almost got wedged in the basket support behind the backboard.
And four with the foul there. Hudson?
Hudson with his first foul. The fouls are racking up for the Beavers right away. That's their fourth compared to just one for Coldwater. Ryan Mock to the free throw line.
Oh. That thing was about three-quarters of the way down, popped back out. Very similar to the game, the way it started the other night. Lakeview picked up a lot of fouls, and Cardinals couldn't make their free throws. There's one.
Mock did not miss on the second one, so it's another split. The Cardinals, 2 points coming on, single free throws from Hanley and Mock. Johnson with a bucket. Cadena with a bucket for Harper Creek, but Trevor Johnson is on the bench with a couple fouls. They don't seem to get bothered by that as Maria launches and fires a 15-foot jumper from the baseline. It's now 6-2. Beavers lead by four and a man-to-man press in the backcourt. Luke Stinson gets it across the timeline. The double team follows him between the circles. We're halfway through the first quarter. Harper Creek 6, Coldwater 2. Pass inside to Luke Stinson. He's two-time. Get it back to Hadley. Stinson trying to set a screen for Hadley. Hadley's shot is an air ball. Goes out of bounds back to Harper Creek. And Matt Bowling going to his bench once again. He will bring in Brody Taylor, a 5'11 senior.
Harper will use about nine kids over there in and out of this ball game.
Hadley to the bench and Blaze Watson, a 6'1 junior in for Coldwater. Nice to see Blaze Watson moving around after rolling his ankle near the tail end of last week's game at Lakeview. An air ball missed by Colton Swims from the left baseline. The Beavers get it back. Cadena to the right corner. It comes to Taylor. Now to Swims. Moving to the right wing on the weave. It comes to Hudson. Back to Cadena to the right corner. Brody Taylor clogged up by the double team. 6-2 Beavers. 3:12 left to play in the quarter. For three from the right wing, it's a brick for Jack Thompson. Rebound put back, bounces a couple times, doesn't go in. Left on a foul in the battle for the rebound. And it's going to go against the Royal Blue and White.
30. Colton Swims with that foul. Good box out there by Mike.
Colton Swims' first foul is a team fifth. Counting down to 3 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Blaze Watson at half court as the Cardinals are able to break the Harper Creek press. Cardinals trail 6-2. Blaze Watson near the right sideline. Now between the circles. Bounce pass to Maurer to Sempion on the left corner. Cross court to Mock on the right wing. Fakes the triple. Trying to get it inside to Blaze. It's stolen by Cadena. Beavers have numbers. Get it to Colton Swims. Running on the curl. Shoots from 12. In and out. Ball loose on the ground. Beavers trying to collect it. Now it's going to roll out of that, and we get a jump ball. Possession arrows pointing toward Coldwater.
Grant Maurer just doing a tremendous job getting after that ball on the floor.
Lays Watson looking on the inbound in the backcourt, finding Ryan Mock. He had to hang on to that for dear life as it was almost stolen by Hudson. Now the Beavers will peel back on the press as Blaze gets the ball across the timeline. 2:17 and counting left to play in the quarter. Bounce pass went through Stempion's hands. The loose ball is picked up in the backcourt by Brody Taylor for Harper Creek. 6-2, the Beavers lead by 4, 2:05 left in the quarter. Here's a shot for three. It's short for Brandon Hudson, and the ball goes out of bounds to Coldwater. Luke Beckhusen checking in for Coldwater, the 5'10 sophomore. For Harper Creek, Jason Mueller coming in. He is a 6'3 senior.
Cardinals down 6-2 here. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter.
The Cardinals have not made a field goal yet. Luke Beckhusen getting the ball across the timeline very quickly. Swing the ball around. Mock to Maurer on the left wing. A minute 48 and counting off to play in the quarter. Mock gets the ball back. Looking for Beckhusen. Knocked away. Loose ball in the backcourt. And are we going to get a foul or just the ball going back to Harper Creek?
I think he called over and back, which shouldn't have been. I thought we had a chip there. But
I thought so too, but
Coach Kelly questioning, but not happy with the call, but accepts it.
6-2, Harper Creek, a minute 35 left to play in the first quarter. Varsity boys action from here at Harper Creek High School. The Beavers have the ball. Swims on the left wing, dishes the ball to Jack Thompson. Nice dribble penetration, leaves it short on the left side. Rebound put back, though, is good on the right side by Mueller. 8-2, 6-point lead for the Beavers of Harper Creek, a minute 13 and counting left to play in the quarter. The Cardinals have been unable to find the bucket so far.
Cardinals haven't even really had a good look at the basket.
That's testament to the Harper Creek defense. Loose ball collected by Beckhusen. Finding Grant Maurer in the right wing. Here's a dribble penetration and a whistle and a foul.
Good drive there by Grant. Took it hard to the basket. Going to go with the line and shoot a couple here.
Holton swims for Harper Creek, picking up his second foul. Team six.
Cardinals got to continue to try and knock these down.
Again, a miss on the front end. We'll see if Grant is able to make on the back end of the strip of the free throw line as Berea checks back in for Harper Creek. 54.5 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 8-2 Beavers, 8-3 Beavers. Well, at least the Cardinals have been consistent.
Yeah, 8-3. We need a stop here in the bucket.
Well, an 8-3 score is not too bad considering how in Harper Creek's first two games they won 68-54 and 73-44. So to hold them to 8 right now.
Good solid rebound there for Stempion.
And to hold them to 8 right now in the first quarter, pretty good defense, but where's the offense? They trail by 5 right now. The Cardinals trying to play for the final shot of the quarter. Beckhusen to Taggart on the left wing. Dribble drive, trying to post up. Doing what he did so well in the game against Lakeview on Friday night, draws a foul.
There's a good take there by Logan. A little one-on-one move from the top of the circle, and he got a step on his defender and made a nice move inside. Now let's see if we can knock these both these down.
Jack Thompson with his first foul, team seventh. Coldwater is going to be in the bonus the rest of the half, and there's 13-6. Left to play in the first quarter, and Logan Taggart finally breaks the schneid. Or at least the trend of missing the front end of these trips to the free throw line. Sinks the first one. I hope Logan does not miss the second. It's now 8-4 Harper Creek. Could be 8-5 with another make by Logan. There it is. No field goals made by the Cardinals, yet they trail by only 3. Beaver ball. The Cardinals turning up the pressure on the half court, front court defense. Whistle and a double dribble on the take to the basket by Harper Creek.
2.6 here to go. Got a chance for a couple of dribbles and a shot.
See what Luke Beckhusen is capable of. It went wide right, and it wouldn't have counted anyway. after one quarter of play. It is Harper Creek 8 and Coldwater 5. Back in a minute. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTBB.
The holidays are upon us, and this season, Culey's Jewelry is ready to make your jewelry wishes come true. Show her you love her forever with a new Infinity Collection available with black, white, or caramel diamonds starting at only $139. Fascinate her with diamond fascination hoop earrings in white, yellow, or rose gold, $149 and up. Culey's is also featuring the sideways cross in necklaces, bracelets, and rings, specially priced for the holidays from only $49. For that special guy in your Christmas list, Culey's carries the new camouflage band in either mossy oak or real tree, or how about a citizen watch engraved with a special message and free batteries for life. With a store full of holiday goodies, Culey's Jewelry has gifts for every budget. Stop in and pick up their special Christmas flyer. Culey's Jewelry, the only jewelry store you need this season, located downtown Coldwater since 1968.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Cardinals of Coldwater did not make a field goal in the first quarter, yet they only trail by three, 8-5, as we start the second quarter. Harper Creek ball, Sean Watson, Quinn Berry, Mike Side with Justin Lopshire back at the WTVB studios. Here's the dribble drive by Cadena down the middle of the lane. Shot blocked. Ball hauled down by Beckhusen. Beck Houston to a streaking Blaze Watson. Cut off. Get it outside. Hadley faking the three. Now up top to Beck Houston. Back to Hadley. Around to Blaze in front of the Harper Creek bench inside. Logan Taggart trying to post up. Fake. Shoots. And scores. First field goal of the game for Coldwater by number 50. And the Cardinals trail by just one. 8-7.
Cardinals doing a pretty good job in this half court. 2-1-2 zone.
Here's a turnaround shot. Does not go in for Brandon Hudson, who checked back in. Here come the Cardinals in transition. Bob pass intended for Hadley, taken away by the Beavers, though. Brody Taylor with the ball, finding Cadena, being guarded by Ryan Hadley. A little traveling music, Sammy.
That's good because Hadley had a hold of the back of his shirt there. I thought they were going to get Ryan for holding, but little steps first.
8-7, Harper Creek, 7:02 left to play in the first half. Harper Creek peels back on the press after the inbound. Stempion bounce pass to Beck Houston, kick it out back to Stempion. Now Watson. Left wing three, just short off the rim. Loose ball collected by Hudson, one and done for Coldwater. Here come the Beavers, other end of the floor. Cadena on the right wing, now moving up top. Get it out to Thompson on the right side. Now Brody Taylor kick it out. Hudson for three. Opens in the right wing and sends it.
The big guy out there shooting the threes.
11-7, Harper Creek. Beck Houston with the ball, weaving his way through the Harper Creek press. Settle things down between the circles to Stempion Hadley on the left corner. Inside to Logan Taggart again, trying to post up. Overshot it, tip in, good for Blaze Watson.
Really athletic move there by Blaze.
11-9, the Cardinals of Coldwater trail by two. 5:59 and counting left to play in the quick-moving first half. Got some quick-moving games throughout the night here up at Harper Creek. We'll give you a recap of all the action during our Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report. Meanwhile, I haven't heard a score yet from the JV girls game down in Coldwater. I don't even know if the varsity girls game has started yet. Harper Creek ball. Here's a shot and a score. The right baseline by Hudson, his first bucket of the night. And the Beavers of Harper Creek lead by four once again, 13-9. Stempion across the timeline. Double team, bounce pass out to Blaze. Looking for Logan Taggart inside. The ball knocked away by a flying Brandon Hudson. Coldwater retains possession. Mock in for Taggart for Coldwater. Meanwhile, we'll see who checked in for Harper Creek. It is Grayson DeYoung, who is a 6'2" junior. Matt Bowling going to his bench frequently. Beck Houston for three from up top. Went wide left. Loose ball. Ryan Hadley was trying to track it down.
Cardinals going to retain possession here.
Last touch by one of the Beavers. 5:12 left to play in the half. Beckhusen looking, finding Stempien on the right wing. Dribble drive.
Oh, what a save.
How about that fadeaway shot? Runs into a Beaver player, still scores. And the Cardinals trail by 2 once again, 13-11, 5 minutes and counting left to play in the half. So dribble drive by Brody Taylor. Swing the ball around to Thompson. Up top to Cadena, now back to Taylor. Cadena up top. Pesky. Defense being shown by the Harper Creek Beavers. Broken by another triple by Jack Thompson.
Boy, he could shoot it from out there.
16-11, 5-point lead for the boys in Royal Blue and White. 4:28 and counting left to play in the first half.
You got a big man that can shoot it. It really changes things.
Adley looking for Mock. Kick the ball out to Stempien now, trying to find an opening along the right baseline. Overshot a ball. Volleyball into the hands of Cadena. Cadena on the dribble drive. Cut off by the double team. The Cardinals still sticking around that 2-3 zone. Uh-oh. Nice backdoor cut. Unfortunately, DeYoung missed.
Well, we missed one at our end. They missed one down there.
And the Cardinals travel with the ball. Quick peek by Luke Stempien in front of the Harper Creek bench.
Pace is starting to pick up a little bit here. 3:56 to go here in the second quarter. Cardinals down by 5.
16-11 the current score. Here's a dribble drive down the middle by Cadena. Blocked by Maurer. It's going to be a foul against Maurer. Just the second assessed against Goldwater in the game. On the shooting foul, Cadena to the free throw line. First attempts at the free throw line for Harper Creek in this entire game. There's 3:46 left to play in the first half. First of two, good for Cadena. 17-11, 6-point lead. 3:46 left to play in the half. Second one is good as well for Cadena. Cadena with 4 points, Jack Thompson with 6. Leading the way for Harper Creek. Brian Hanley throwing the ball, looking for Stempien, overthrew the ball, and it's tracked down, intercepted, if you will, by Thompson. Here comes Cadena with a dribble drive. Blocking foul against Brian Hanley. His feet weren't set, otherwise it would have been a charge.
Yeah, Ryan kind of moved underneath just a little bit there.
Go back to the free throw line for Cadena. With the clock stop, 3:37 left to play in the first half. The Beavers currently lead by a touchdown, 18-11. First of two from Cadena here is a miss. Blaze Watson will come back in for Coldwater. Hadley comes to the bench.
Defensively, the Cardinals have done a pretty good, solid job. We just can't get the offense going.
Ball rattled around like a horse pole, did not go in. Loose ball bobbled and given up to the Beavers. A shot from the free throw line, no good for Cadena. Here comes Coldwater. Blaze. Don't give it to a guy in a white shirt anymore, okay? Jack Thompson with a steal off that give, and the other end of the floor, Graham Howard just picked up his second foul of the game.
Blaze is making the right, or wants to make the right pass, but the problem is he's not getting it to the individual.
Michael Magos and Scout Case in for the first time for Coldwater. Magos, a 5'11 junior, Case, a 5'6 senior. Bree on the right wing, ball tipped away by Scout. Harbor Creek will get it back with 3:13 left in the half.
We've got a fairly small team in there right now. Mock and Stempien are going to have to do a whale of a job on the board.
Well, it's kind of a quicker lineup out there, too, to keep up with Harper Creek running up and down the floor.
That is.
Give the regulars a bit of a breather, and on the drive to the bucket, Cadena does the old Michael Jordan continuation move and couldn't get away with it.
Nope, they're picking up that step in a hurry tonight.
Coldwater ball trailing by 7, 18-11 as the scoring kind of dried up a little bit. Magos with the ball 30 feet away from the bucket on the left side. Get it to Scout Case. Moving to center court now, Magos to Beckhusen. Beckhusen moving to his right. Give the ball to Mock. Now here's the shot. May goes for three, rolls off the hoop. No good from the right corner. Rebound by Cadena. James Cadena behind the back dribble in front of Luke Beckhusen, and Beckhusen with a blocking foul.
That's a tough call right there.
You got that right.
That was a touch foul. I think the official thought more was going to happen than what happened. My buddy Bruce Murphy from Marshall that made that call.
Beaver ball, 15 foul against the Cardinals, the first on Beckhusen. Here's a shot by Hudson, and a miss off the side of the backboard. Here comes Coldwater. May goes to a streaking Luke Stempien. Stempien had numbers, posting up in the left baseline. In and out! Cadena with a rebound.
Nice move by Luke, just couldn't get the roll.
Other end of the floor, scoop shot is good. A beautiful scoop shot by Brody Taylor. And the Beavers have broke 20 to 11, 2 minutes left to play in the half. Magos with a dribble drive, past the timeline, cut off, now finding Luke Beckhusen. He's at the Harper Creek center circle, the interlocking HC. Now get it to Luke Stempien on the right sideline. Whistle and a foul. Against Coldwater.
Ryan Mock, their illegal screen up there on top.
And Ryan Mock just picked up his second foul. Team 6. Couple of fresh Harper Creek players rotating in. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Jordan Butler making his varsity debut, the 6'3 junior. Right now, I think Coldwater's looking for a little bit of offensive help.
They're just looking for something to happen positive right now.
Berea on the give, finding Cadena. Now here's a shot from the left elbow. It's good for Brandon Hudson. Harper Creek has doubled up Coldwater, 22-11, a minute 18 left to play in the half. Whistle and a Harper Creek foul. We're going to go 94 feet the other way for 1-1.
Okay, going to go to the line for the first time this year. Sedanis picking up his first foul.
First foul, teammate. Oh, first of two from Scout Case. Well, first front end on the 1-1 was short. Here come the Beavers, leading by 11. Here's a dish on the left corner to Brody Taylor, and he double-dribbled as he took off the basket.
Well, Harper's trying to keep us in this ball game. We just got to make a couple shots here. Down 11, 22-11. Got to find some offense.
That may have been like a first quarter score in a game against Marshall the other night.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Pass from Luke Beckhusen, intended for Jordan Butler, knocked away by Brandon Hudson. It wound up being off of Butler's hands, going out of bounds. Beaver ball. 1 minute left to play in the half. Berea back to Cadena, top of the circle. Moving to his right. Now Taylor inside. Kick it back outside. The shot for three from the right corner is short. Beckhusen's there with a rebound. Here they come. So weaves through the double team. Beckhusen finding Scout Case. Right corner three is short. Loose ball. Beckhusen collected. It squirted through his hands. And out of bounds back to Harper Creek with 36.1 seconds left in the half.
Luke down there fighting for the ball. That's one thing about Luke. He'll get right down there and rebound, fight for that ball on the floor. We just can't get a break, though.
30 seconds left to play in the half. Harper Creek setting up the play for the final shot. Coldwater's going to a 1-2-2 zone at this point in the game. Cadena content to dribble out the clock and probably will start the play with about 10 seconds. Well, with 14 seconds, he starts to move toward the bucket. Finds Berea, swing the ball around to the right corner. Butler guarding him, now back up top. Hudson. Taylor, shot for three from right corner, is good for James Cadena, his first triple of the game at the buzzer. Harper Creek is going to take a 14-point lead into the locker room, 25-11. Branch County Abstract and Title halftime report coming up after this 3 minute break. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans, you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Race Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Harper Creek High School. The Beavers are leading the Coldwater Cardinals in varsity boys basketball action 25-11. Halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. You can call them at 278-6960. How about this? We're going to get two separate sets of stats so we can compare and contrast. I just got the stats from the Coldwater stats team. That would be Spencer Burns and Emma Dwyer at the laptop tonight. Primarily Spencer Burns here for this varsity game. And we also got a set of stats from Dave Van Giesen, the sports information director here at Harper Creek. Well, let's go over the scoring first for Harper Creek. James Cadena leading all scorers with seven. Nikki Berea with two. Brody Taylor, two. Brandon Hudson with four. Trevor Johnson, two. Jack Thompson with a couple of three-pointers, 6 points. And Jason Mueller with two. 25 points once you get all that added up. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Grant Maher with a free throw. Ryan Hanley with a free throw. Luke Stempion with two. Blaze Watson with two. Ryan Mock with one. Logan Taggart leading the way for the red and white with four. By the quarters, Harper Creek outscored Coldwater in the first 8-5, and in that first quarter, the Cardinals did not make a field goal. 17-6, the Beavers outscored Coldwater in the second quarter.
Well, I'll tell you what, all you got to do is look at one thing. They've shot the ball 26 times. We've shot the ball 13 times. You know, that we just got to get more shots off. When it's not, first of all, not getting open. Second, we're not knocking them down when we do get open. You can't win a whole lot of varsity basketball games shooting 23%. But, you know, we just got to look on the positive side. You know, we're down 14. We played, I thought, solid defense in that in the zone, but they hit a couple of threes and we didn't hit them to keep up. So it's been a tough start here tonight for us. I don't know what it is, but it's just hard for the Cardinals to score points in this gymnasium.
Going over some of the other stats, Luke Beckhue's leading the way on rebounds. He hasn't scored yet, but he does have 3 rebounds. Meanwhile, for Harper Creek, James Cadena with 3 rebounds. Turnovers, 6 for Coldwater, 3 for Harper Creek. Off of those turnovers, the Beavers with just a 2-0 edge. Now, these are the shooting figures from the Cardinals statistician, Spencer Burns. 3 of 17 shooting for Coldwater, 17.6%. 0 of 2 from the free throw line, 5 of 8 from the charity stripe. Harper Creek, 10 of 27 shooting, 37%, 3 of 4 from downtown, 2 of 4 from the charity stripe. Let's talk about how the underclassmen teams have done so far here in this gym. The freshmen under head coach John Petzko picked up a 34-27 win over the Harper Creek freshmen. 13 points, 4 rebounds from Cameron Barnes, 8 points, 8 rebounds, along with 6 points for Eric Bach. Jake Beckhusen was your leading rebounder. He had 9 boards to go along with his 4 points as the freshman Cardinals wind up victorious. Your JV cards for the 40-38 victory, game-winning bucket with just under 4 seconds left, scored by Nate Waterbury. He led all scorers with 13 points. He also had 6 rebounds. Brendan Spangler was the leader on the boards, 9 rebounds to go along with his 3 points. Austin Krasminski, Colin Warner, and Nick Akers, each with 6.
Yeah, we had fairly equal scoring there today. I was real happy with that. We just missed a lot of easy shots, especially early in the game, that we seem to do in this gym, like I was saying with the varsity. I don't know if the rims are a little tougher or what, but the varsity and us have a hard time making some baskets tonight.
I'm going to say, here in this gym, I think the defense of the Beavers has been pretty tough, too.
Well, there's no doubt about that. They play good, tough man-to-man. They're in your face. They cause you to do some things you don't want to do. But when we did get a good shot, we just got to knock them down.
Over on the girls' side, I think the varsity girls' game between Coldwater and Harper Creek back at Coldwater is just now getting underway. The underclassmen girls contest went the way of the girls in red and white. Final score of the JV girls game, 40-25, Coldwater, and the freshmen with a 42-31 win over the Harper Creek freshmen.
Well, congratulations to both freshman girls and the JV girls.
We do have a scoring update. Stockbridge and Quincy. Stockbridge leading Quincy 20-12 in the end of the first quarter. Bronson taking on Prairie Heights in boys basketball. In girls basketball, Quincy at Spring Court, Union City at Reading, here at Harper Creek, 25-11. The Beavers on top of Coldwater in varsity boys basketball action. Second half coming up in a minute. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal boys basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands items on wheels, starting with Jayco.
A hitch to haul it.
Haylett has them.
Parts and accessories.
Anything.
And everything you want.
And one more thing.
Service.
As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot,
Haylett has 14s in stock.
New floor plans, you've got to see.
Dave doesn't have many 13s.
So guess what?
They're giving 2013 discount deals
on 14s.
RVs and fifth wheels
go where everybody goes.
Hightail it to Haylett.
Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13
in Coldwater, Michigan.
And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.